You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. The new U.S. Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, is a strong believer in school choice. But in rural communities across the country, there actually just aren't that many choices beyond public schools. And some people in those areas say that expanding school choice programs could put those existing rural schools at risk. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Sam Whitehead reports.
Talbotton, Georgia is a small town of just about 1,000 people. But on a Saturday afternoon, the Central High School gym is packed. The Hawks boys basketball team is in the playoffs. Talbot County Schools Assistant Superintendent Cynthia Epps says it's kind of a big deal.
Cities like these, basketball games tends to be a gathering. Basketball game in churches.
Epps says the public school system is a vital part of this rural West Georgia community. It's one of the largest employers in Talbot County, where one quarter of the population lives in poverty. And there are no private or charter schools in the district, so it's the primary education option for most students, many of whom are African American.
It's a gateway to getting better. It's certainly a gateway here for families and children to be better,
But the district ranks among the worst in the state when it comes to student achievement. That's led parents like Shalonda Walker to look for other options. For years, she schlepped her kids to public schools with better academic rankings about 20 miles away in a neighboring county.
It was hectic, but it was worth it. I never complained because I was doing what was best for my kids.
State education money followed each of Walker's kids to that other district. Eventually, she brought them and that money home to Central High. Georgia pays at least $2,400 for each high school student enrolled in a district and will pay as much as $14,000 for those who need special services. Now, Walker's story is unusual in rural Talbotton. Most parents don't have the means to get their kids into public or private schools in neighboring districts. Republican State Representative Sam Teasley wants to make changing schools easier.
It is certainly my hope that where there are needs for students to be met, these parents are afforded more opportunities, more choices, so that their children can be in a school that fits their family's needs.
Teasley's trying to increase school choice by expanding a program that gives up to $2,500 in tax credits to couples who donate to private school scholarships. The proposal would increase the cap on those donations to $100 million a year from the state budget to help thousands of students go to private schools. The National Council of State Legislatures says 27 states have some kind of private school choice program on the books.
Choice sounds like a wonderful thing, except when it unfairly disadvantages a particular group or set of people.
Doris Williams studies education for the Rural School and Community Trust. She says money that goes to school choice programs often winds up reducing state school budgets, which means less money for rural public schools. Choice programs also pull students from rural districts, which hurts their funding even more. Back at the Central High Hawks basketball game, Talbot County Schools Superintendent Jack Cotrett worries expanding school choice will widen the gap between haves and have-nots.
And it might not be based on race. It might be based on social economics, where it gets back to just poor folks having less and rich folk getting more.
But Cotrett's working to keep that from happening. That starts by getting people to see his small, struggling rural district like he does as a good school choice. In Talbotton, Georgia, I'm Sam Whitehead for Marketplace.